going to get somebody on and they're going to be a good interview, or if it's going to be, or if it's going to be like when I interviewed Henry Rollins and it was just a lot of, but man, you heard her. She's funny.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, we have Ed McCarthy. He's been waiting.
Is Ed McCarthy have a guess on the mystery sound? All right. Probably not. Ed McCarthy is some sort of a theme for him somewhere in here. I don't really know where it is, though. So, you know what? At this point, we're just going to whistle. We're going to whistle the Ed McCarthy theme, which is, what is it, Georgia? So it's a lot of, you know. Ed McCarthy.
Speaking of Miami now, though.
Are you in Miami? Oh, not. I wish I'd known. I would have had the Florida sound already for the. Oh, there we go. Thank you. All right, Ed McCarthy, CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy, joining us. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Well, it's funny. I wonder what the neighbors think. They see me out walking the dog. The next thing they know, they hear me on the radio. I'm in Miami, and they think, "What does this guy do for a living?"
You're gonna come on. There's gonna be a SWAT team. They're gonna be all barricaded around your house and whatnot. And he has no visible means of support, officer. So.
What do you think about these guys?
Oh, my God. So, all right. So, you have got the weirdest week going on because you've got the hurricane coming in, and then they got you covering the World Cup for some weird reason, and then you got these guys that are in lockup. Now, let's talk about these guys. They got busted because are these Al-Qaeda guys that were targeting the Sears Tower or just some nitwits?
They're nitwits. Basically, Al-Qaeda wannabes is what the government is saying, and that's what we're looking at. They said that they, you know we got to go through all the paperwork here and kind of figure this thing out, because the government is saying that they are Al-Qaeda wannabes, that, you know, they didn't have any explosives, they didn't have anything like that, but they had the will to pull off a jihad.
Uh-huh.
And of course now they're talking about, you know, it was the Sears Tower that was targeted, and also some South Florida federal buildings, and there are plenty of them down here. It's just amazing. So, you know, they got an informant went in there and kind of played, you know, Bobby Al-Qaeda, I guess, and went in and said, "Hey, what do you think if, you know," and they said, yeah, that sounds great.
Fill out this application.
They're snared in there.
Yeah, these are not the brightest guys on Earth.
Not the brightest bulbs. But I got to tell you, the interview of the day that I got today, downtown Miami, and actually this is Overtown. Remember when they had the riots, Liberty City and Overtown?
Oh, yeah.
Years ago? Well, Overtown's really looking a little better now because they put a train station through. So guy was talking to a guy, and he says, I live over there. I live across the street from this warehouse that's supposedly the church or whatever. And,
right.
And I said, well, geez, you know, tell me about it. He says, I got robbed there last week. And he says, all of a sudden I see these guys going in with guns. He said, I thought it was a drug bust. He says, all of a sudden I'm thinking, where were these guys last week when I got robbed?
Seriously. And I mean, these guys have probably learned this by now as they're being beaten in a holding cell somewhere. But despite whatever knowledge Kaiser Soze may have tried to impart to us in the Usual Suspects, having the will is not enough. You kind of got to not be an idiot, and you kind of got to know what you're doing.
One of these guys apparently was like the big talker.
How far along? We're talking about these guys. There's seven people in custody. These guys, the targets may have included the Sears Tower in Chicago and Miami's FBI offices. How far along did these guys get with the plot? Where on the A to Z chart, where were they?
Well, they're probably up to about X because, you know, this whole thing, even though they didn't have any of the explosive material, the FBI is now saying that this investigation's been going on since March. So that's 4 months. That's you know, a long time. I guess they feel they got something on these guys.
I suppose. They weren't real go-getters there. Four months and not a whole lot to show. They really are losers.
Well, one guy apparently was trying to find out how he could, you know, get a contact, an Al-Qaeda contact. And somehow they, you know, they did a little wiretapping here and there.
MySpace. Yeah.
Put two and two together. And they decided that, well, we'll send this guy in and dress him up to look like, you know, one of these guys and see if they'll bite, and they did.
I will say this, that really all of the law enforcement power in the world, all of the budget, all of the technology, all of the authoritative know-how, all of that is no match for the guy you're chasing being stupid. You know?
That is correct.
You know, some guy forgets to change the taillights on his car, gets pulled over with the body in the trunk. That really is the biggest help for everybody.
Well, there's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of luck involved here.
It's not
an exact science. There's a lot of luck.
All right. So they think they got everybody. It's all under control. We're not going to have any unpleasantness from these guys in the future.
Apparently not.
Excellent.
So,
it,
you know, the thing about today, too, that was ironic was they had the big parade for the Miami Heat.
Right.
So I was trying to get down to the Attorney General's office and, of course, got caught in all of that heading down there.
There was, my friend, I got to tell you, Florida is our favorite state. There really is never a dull moment. You know what I mean?
No, there isn't. I used to live down here, and, you know, now I come back, I get flashbacks to just how crazy it is down here. It really is.
All right. CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy. Ed, enjoy your weekend, my friend. We will talk to you on Monday, most likely.
Well, I'll be off for a couple of weeks, but if you need me, if you feel the urge, you know, we're always there for you.
You're off? What is it? What does Ed McCarthy do when he's not reporting the news? You have big plans?
Yeah, I'll probably be playing a lot of golf. I'm on vacation.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy your vacation fine, sir, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, thanks, Rick.
All right, thank you. There you go. CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Coming up later on, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop going to be joining us. We got a special announcement coming up next hour. So we let's keep track of what we've done. So we announced Don and Mike. That was yesterday. Don and Mike are going to be joining this very fine radio station on Monday. They're going to be sliding into the Henry slot, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. We just moments ago had Stephanie Miller on. It was fantastic. Stephanie Miller of the Stephanie Miller Show is going to be live 6 to 9 mornings starting Monday right here. We have one more announcement to get to, and it's a big one. In a Portland sense, perhaps the biggest of the three. And so we'll get to that next hour. We've also got Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio. It's going to be in etc. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
Now, you probably haven't heard about this one yet. A 20-year-old Vancouver man is charged with theft of services for allegedly sitting in a coffee shop parking lot and using its wireless internet service for months. The manager of Rude Awakening's coffee shop, Emily Pranger, says she noticed a man would come in and sit in the parking lot for at least 3 months, for hours at a time, and he would piggyback onto the store's wireless service for free. Sheriff's deputies told the man to go away, but he apparently came back. He's identified as Alexander Eric Smith. He lives in Battleground, charged with theft of services.
So this is where was this at?
This is at Brute Awakening's coffee shop.
In where?
In the Coove.
All right, okay. And so, is he one of those war chalkers? Bruce Agler, former godlike program director of this radio show. He's okay. Let me back up here. I'm not saying that he's done this because that apparently is it a crime?
It is an allegation.
Oh, it's but I mean, if you do it,
he is charged with theft of services.
Oh, so yes. Bruce didn't do this. It's Bryce, our friend Bryce Eagler of something. Well, in any event, someone similar to, but legally distinct from Bruce Agler, former godlike program director. I guess he had some neighbor. The upstairs neighbor. You hear about these stories all the time. The upstairs neighbor had the Wi-Fi, the wireless network going on. And Bruce was like, it's beaming right into my place. Faster than my Comcast. Not that there's anything wrong with Comcast, I'm sure. But
Comcast is fast.
He's latching right onto the neighbors. And so is that a crime? So if there's a guy upstairs from you playing a CD, and you're listening to it even though you didn't buy it, that's legal. So if a guy upstairs has a Wi-Fi network that overlaps into your place, and you're using it but you didn't pay for it, seems like that ought to be legal too.
And, I'll tell you another thing about that. Now, my next door neighbors I receive through a wall plug.
What do you mean you receive through a wall plug?
Because my house is three floors.
Right.
I can't use wireless throughout the house because what's on the third floor will not make it down to the first floor. Therefore, I use a plug-in device that sends the internet through the wall circuitry.
Right.
Now, I am picking up my next-door neighbor's internet through the wall socket. So it's not my fault.
So it's not even your access that you're getting. It's your neighbor's. And so you use it. Now, do they know this?
No. Both are working at once.
So if you're I realize this has become tediously technical for everybody that doesn't care, but I'm fascinated by this. Uh-huh. So if you have your own wireless network at home, and then you are also through this wall socket, you are also getting your neighbors.
Yes.
So when you go online and you're downloading or viewing or whatever, are you using his or yours?
I am using mine if I'm plugged into mine. I'm using his on the laptop that's not plugged into the internet.
So does he know this?
Apparently not, no.
Does he have any way to discern this? Is there any way that he can tell?
No, there is not.
All right, somebody call me, somebody who knows, You can hear the sound of radios clicking off everywhere, but I care about this. If somebody knows how that works, I'm curious about that. So if you got a big, powerful Wi-Fi network in your house and your neighbor's using it, I want to know how that works.
It's not my problem. It's coming through my wiring.
No, I'm not blaming. No one's blaming you, Tim. Uh-huh. We're not.
and I do pay for internet service through Comcast.
We should be clear about this. No one is accusing you, Tim Riley, of being a felon.
Because of the construction of my home, what's on the third floor does not reach the first floor without plugging it into a wall socket because...
Do you live in Mr. Blanding's dream house or something?
Well, when I had the place built, I didn't include an order for Cat 5 wiring because I thought it was some pet thing.
Oh, no, that's... Cat 5? No, I'm a dog person.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I thought when I saw it on the chick list. We don't have... Cat
5, check. It's just right off. Just get rid of that. What's the point?
So then when the Comcast guy came, well, wireless internet does not reach from your first floor to your... from the third floor to the first floor because of the distance between floors.
It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. All right. There is Wi-Fi calls. There are Wi-Fi calls coming in, but I will get to those here in a while. You know why? Because we have mystery... Hello, Michael. Is this... I'm sorry. Is that
you sound guest that I've been holding on to since you first cursed us with
I'm sorry. That was me. You have to say the first part again. I don't know if I'm turned out. How can I help you today, sir?
Well, I have a mystery sound guest that I've been holding on to since you first cursed us with this.
Now, that's a long time to be holding on to a mystery sound guest. Why is it taking you this long to call in?
Well, out of courtesy, I'm in Seattle and usually listen to the show in delay mode.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Right. Calling in, I figured would stomp on whatever you were talking about. Now,
That's okay. That ship has sailed.
That said, I haven't quite finished listening to yesterday's show, so I haven't heard the qualifying questions.
Can I just tell you this? Can I tell you now that we are now here, and this is true. I'll read one of these emails later. We are now hearing from listeners who, I swear to God, are afraid to get out of their cars. They're afraid to turn off, which really, in a perverse sort of way, makes me happy. It's literally, it's like, I'm afraid to turn off the radio for even a moment, which is...
Ratings monster.
I'm just saying, it's like and part of me just, I'm spitting in the microphone, part of me doesn't even want to, solve this. I mean, what's the point? Is it, that's the way to a 99 share, my friend. All right, so I will read some of these emails here in a moment, and we'll break, and we'll get some Wi-Fi calls, because that's what everybody wants to hear about. Before I take your guess on the mystery sound, I have to ask you two things. A, you are aware that if you're wrong, we have to play the Connie Chung song, and B, how confident are you in this guess on the classic 1 to 10 scale?
I got to say 5 because as I was dialing, a second guess popped into my head, and now I'm completely torn.
No. You can only go with the initial guess.
Yeah,
you can't
be
changing. Don't be changing horses midstream.
Okay, so the original guess
was
that thing they give you when you're a little kid in music class with the drumstick and this little torpedo-type thing that's ribbed.
Thank you.
Not the zit thingy.
I don't... The zip... Okay, now that that's done, what?
It's not the zit thingy that you... The little wooden-ribbed torpedo thing in music class when you're a little kid?
The little wooden-ribbed torpedo thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Are you sure... This was what? This was music class? You're sure this wasn't health class?
No.
You're sure this wasn't maybe a big pink building where they also sold things wrapped in feathers?
You mean grandma's house?
Thank you. Okay, there you go. Wah-wah. I don't know the wah-wah thing, Andy. Okay. You see implied... you mean that thing that you sometimes hear in country music and bluegrass where it's like a zit, zit, zit.
Oh,
a
Jew's harp?
No, not a Jew's harp. Oh. It's a
Gentile's harp?
I don't think you're allowed to say Jew's harp anymore.
That's what the instrument is called.
I don't know what else it's called. Is there another name for the Jew's harp? I feel dirty even saying I think that's what it is.
That's what the instrument
is
called.
My mom, now, can I just tell you this? Like, my mom is, she's not a botanist, but my mom is a serious gardener, mm-hmm. and there is that... There's that plant that my mom grows, actually, and there's a plant called a wandering Jew. You know, it's the name of a plant. I'm not making it up. I'm not trying to be callous or unfeeling to other cultures. I'm just simply saying. So literally, I would be helping my mom with the garden growing. My mom, hand me that wandering Jew over there. And I'm like, what, mom? Shh. Hey. No. The answer is you couldn't possibly be more wrong about that.
Oh, great.
But thank you. Are you holding it down for the 206?
I am, man.
All right, thank you. Are you spreading the word to your other Seattleites?
I am.
All right, great. Thank you, Michael.
Shalom.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to take out this wandering Jew. Mom, no. Shh. All right. It's 503-733-2970. All right, here's the thing. Please don't call about the wandering Jew. The UJ, that's what you can call it. or anything like that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got more phone calls. We got CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop coming up. Coming up next hour, we have a big announcement. The announcement that we've been...